Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
We just finished playing Spacesuit Junkies, my boys. Get Low. Let me know what y'all think about that. Feel free to give me a call at 646-595-4095. And we are live today now until 8:30. So, waiting on Mr. Sir Charles because our girl, Miss Royale, decided to leave us today. And homegirl say she in Chicago, but I really believe in my deepest of all deepest beliefs that she is at the BET Awards doing her thizzle, hanging out with all them stars, doing her thing out there. You know how she do, getting all her makeup gear probably at the after parties and then here and there and getting her stuff. So my bad, I gave you guys the wrong number a minute ago. Call in at 646-595-4038 to chat with your girl and Sir Charles. We'll be here live tonight. We got a couple things we're going to be talking about. We're going to have our usual, my boy's in the building. Let me log him in real quick, get him on with us. Mr. Sir Charles, you there?
Hey, what's good?
What up, mate? I thought it was about
what up, what up?
All by
yeah,
my lonesome,
technical.
Man.
No, I'm here, but I've been on since 6:55, but, you know, I guess it was internet, something going on with the internet.
Yeah,
but, hey,
yeah,
we on
crazy,
now, so it's good.
You know, it was probably Miss Angela. She probably, Miss Royale. She probably sat there and did some things to us. But it's all good. We're going to make it work and happen anyway, right?
Exactly.
So we're back every week, man. I'm happy to be back online.
Yes.
With y'all.
Yeah.
We got
I'm
some
excited.
Great topics today. You know, tonight is the BET Awards. We're going to be discussing that. I'm not sure if you have you had a chance to watch the red carpet?
I actually have not. Nope. I actually have not had a chance to watch any of that.
I'm glued to the TV as we speak now, watching all the performances. Janelle Monáe was just up there. I forgot that artist name.
Mm.
August Alsina was just on there. He was doing his thing.
Okay.
And who else? Terrence J is one of the co-hosts up there, so
one
he's
of the
on the
co-hosts.
Red Carpet.
Oh, okay.
And who else? I said the nominee. And there was someone else. But you know they're doing a tribute to my girl. You don't know who my girl is. My girl is Janet Jackson, honey.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, I like
Did
Jay.
Did you get her ticket? Are you going to go see her?
Yes. Yes, I am going.
I'm going to move mountains to make sure I get my ticket because I got to see her in this tour. It's going to be crazy. So,
yeah,
we're going to talk about...
It's like a worldwide tour. I'm excited, you know?
The Unbreakable, and that's the truth. She's been through some
bad. TheTruth.com.
And she's still going.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her. She's going to be here at
Chastain
still... Park.
She's still serving it to him.
Lil Mama was just performing on stage.
Oh,
you a Lil
okay.
Mama fan?
She's okay. I mean, you know, I ain't going to, like, run out and get her stuff, but, I mean, I do like some of her music. Yeah.
Yeah. She looked good, though. I just didn't like that one incident, you know, where she got on the stage after it was Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Remember that performance?
Yeah,
it was the MTV Awards or something like that, and she got up on the stage behind them and stuff. Ever since that moment, I was like, but she did great in the TLC movie.
Oh, yeah.
She did her thing.
The TLC, I think, was one of the best they had on that Lifetime. So,
That was a great
show.
Well,
I did hear Little Kim is going to be on the set. Someone was telling me I'm a big Queen B fan. I don't know if you knew that, but Little Kim, that's my baby. I've been a Queen B fan since she came out with Junior Mafia.
Yes. Is she supposed to be performing?
Yeah. Yeah, someone said they're having a Bad Boy reunion, and she's going to be featured.
That's going to be hot. That's going to be real hot.
Get
so
money.
I just got, So we got started late tonight, and I apologize. We have some, you know, technical difficulties to all our listeners out there, but we're going to still continue on with our topics. You know, we got some health and beauty topics that you want to discuss, Sir Charles?
Well, yeah, it's just a few new products, you know, that Chanel is launching. They're not out yet, but there's just a couple new things that's coming out, you know, to kind of keep your eyes and your ears open too. But for all those ladies that like fragrance, there's a new Chanel Chance OV coming out. It'll be out the 1st of July. So it's more of a vibrant fragrance, but it has your jasmine, your cedar, and your grapefruit. So it's a really, really nice citrusy, real fresh, you know. Can't forget your smell good. And after you look good, you got to smell good, too, you know.
Yeah, it's smelly. Yeah.
And then we have a new CC cream that's out that's really, really good. And a CC cream is nice because it's a color-correcting cream. It's a little bit thicker than a tinted moisturizer, but it's going to give you coverage. And you can kind of put your moisturizer on and touch up your face and kind of hit it. We got it in like 6 different colors, but you might want to check that out. And then we got some new stuff coming for the fall. Some really, really nice stuff. It's about the blues. So if anybody have a chance to go to Chanel.com, you ladies can check it out and see what's coming. So those are the 3 new things that's coming out.
All right, hustle
from Chanel.
How soon will those products be in
the CC cream is out. The CC cream is out right now. The fragrance will be out the second week in July. And the blue, like the shadows and that whole blue launch, that's coming out in September.
Awesomeness. So y'all already know fall season is.
Yeah.
Puffing season is coming. Y'all better get it together.
It is. Well, we do it early. I know it's summer, but, you know, they always do it early for the promotions and the marketing and all that.
Right. Somebody got to do it. There's got to be something out
there. Yeah. Everybody still got to get some coins, you know?
Mm-hmm. And somebody got to be the first.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, well, we're going to go into some music, and when we get back, we'll be discussing entertainment news, because I'm not sure if you've heard about a few entertainers getting arrested in the past week.
Did no.
Did you hear about
I
that?
No.
Well, you've got some
you
news. Yep, so
okay.
We'll get into all of that right after this. This next song we're going to play for you guys, it's we're going to play the, we're going to go with, what are we going to go with? Let's play some Beth Angler, Bigger Than Love, right here on Dollhouse
Radio.
All right. If I can just get back on.
Maybe this is bigger than what we both understand. Things you do and do it.
That was Beth Stangler with Bigger Than Love here on Dollhouse Radio. It's your girl, Tahira, with the one and only Sir Charles.
Yeah.
In the building. Do you know Beth Stangler? Beth Stangler she was on The Voice this past year. And she's actually one of our other radio shows artists as well. Shout out to Ian Burke, my buddy. Entertainment news. It's been kind of interesting. What's been going on? So, not sure if you heard, first off, Diddy got arrested last week.
Wow.
And this is why. There was an incident in the college where his son attends out in L.A., and there was an issue with one of the coaches there. And everybody, of course, they're making fun about it. They all talking about, he said, take that after that or whatever. But they've been keeping it kind of quiet as to why or what happened. But I just know that something happened with the coach and one of the people there, and he just went in for fighting the coach, the football coach. That happened like 5 days, and he's been released now. But
I was just saying, he never strikes me as a person that would get his paws dirty. You know?
Really?
I don't know. Just because he's a clean cut kind of guy, I just wouldn't suspect him to be in a fight, you know?
I guess because I kind of, when I was younger, I was always around that type of crew or whatever, so I got to see the tempers, and I could see that. I could definitely see that. People are upset anyway because they feel like his son, he paid for his son to go there. So now people are upset about, you know, thinking, oh, you could just do whatever you want. It don't work out that way just because you got money.
Right.
And then there was another issue with him. I don't know if, you probably haven't heard about this either. But let me rewind because I'm reading on this because apparently he had a bail for $160,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So that happened, and then there was an issue where one of his baby mamas wasn't paying for her home, her and her child's son. It's her oldest son, his oldest son, Justin. Apparently,
Nisa,
she hadn't been. I don't know her name, but apparently he hadn't been paying. She hasn't been paying. He gives her, I think he was giving her like $60,000 a month or something like that. And she wasn't paying the house, so they were coming after him. And he had to come up with something like $600,000. Don't quote me on that. But he had to come up with the past due payments for that home. They were suing him, basically. They were coming after him because I guess the house is under his name.
Wow.
So he's had an interesting week this past week, needless to say. So that happened. The other thing that happened is Rick Ross. Ricky Rose, you know, he lives here in
Maybach
Atlanta.
Music.
Yeah, he's here in Atlanta, and him and his bodyguard got into an altercation with, with one of the employees there.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, they whipped his tail, so now he got arrested. Him and his bodyguard got arrested for it, so he got arrested with no bail. Ain't that something?
Yes.
He fought a dude in his own home, and he got no bail.
Oh, my.
So all of that is still under investigation because they're trying to figure out what happened. Apparently, they really beat this guy up pretty bad. So that's not a good look for Ricky Rosie. I say Rosie, Rose. My bad. I be changing folks' names.
No, I like Rick Ross. Now, I am a Rick Ross fan. My musical taste when it comes to rap is kind of selective, but Rick Ross is definitely, I'm a fan. Sorry to hear that he's kind of.
You are?
Kinda, oh, yeah, I love
Did
Rick
you hear
Ross.
About what happened to him? You heard about what happened to him in Miami some years ago?
Uh-uh.
Where he was, supposedly he was driving, and they, somebody was trying to shoot him, and they ended up running into a building.
Oh, okay. I didn't even hear about that.
Yep, supposedly, that's what he said, but the word in the streets is it ain't real. That's just something he was just saying, just to say it. He might have been drinking or something and then missed his, I don't know. He had a person with him in the car. I don't know. But in addition to him not being able or being arrested this past week, he couldn't make BET Awards this weekend. And he's missing out on doing a party. He's missing out on making some money, in other words, because Vic was going to get paid $80,000 for a party appearance.
Wow.
And $50,000 for a club appearance.
Ain't that about some?
Yeah. So I'm assuming that he's going to have to pay some folks back as soon as he gets out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And he's locked up until July 1st. So you know he's really thinking about what he did and what he could have done differently.
Right.
So that's what's happening with the hip hop world. But in the politics world, I know you've been hearing about our president. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
all over
Barack.
The place. Did you see the video of him singing?
I did not, but I did have let someone hear because I was actually working, but I did let someone, I was actually talking to someone that was watching at the time, so I got a chance to hear like over the phone. But, you know, I support President Barack, and it's not because he's biracial or, you know, black president or however you want to label him. I just think that he's done so well since he's been in the office. He's done things that, all the other presidents we have really didn't take the time to do, you know? And they're so quick to throw him under a bus because he wants to support gay marriage. And I don't get it. You know, I'm a Christian. I go to church. And, you know, family, friends, whoever, a lot of people, yeah, they don't support the alternative life. They don't support it. And they really think he's Antichrist because all of this has passed. But, hey, everybody's got their own opinion on it. But like I say, just let people live and be free. That's just the bottom line. Because I just feel bad for the ladies that get with men that aren't living their true self. You know?
Indeed. I agree with that because it's a lot of DL brothers out here.
Well, it's just a lot of ladies that actually either have a kid by a man and thinking that's going to change them or keep them and end up marrying him and thinking that's going to lock them down. But when you really got them feelings, the only one that can change you is the man above. I mean, that's the bottom line. Can't no woman, can't no child change you from that. So,
yep, I agree with that.
I'm just going to leave it
with
at that.
Now that you mentioned that, though, that is major. The Supreme Court has passed that law where gay marriages all over the nation can happen? That's dope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I was so happy when he passed it out, when I heard about it. I was like, that's love, man, because everybody should be able to do whatever they want to do. I'm
it
like,
is.
This whole traditional way of things that we grew up to knowing or being taught is so
right.
on its way out the door.
Right.
It's so on
but
the way
also,
out the door.
I just want to say this to my LGBT family, you know, just listen up and listen loud and clear. Yes, it's passed, and yes, it's in full effect. But ladies and gents and in-betweens, don't meet you no partner then 7 hours later, you talking about this going to be my boo, let's go get married. Really make sure this is your soulmate. Because marriage, yes, I've never been married. I'm not a counselor for that, but I can guarantee you, marriage is not something where you meet somebody overnight and then this is someone you want to marry. You really have to truly want to get to know that person before you actually are putting rings on your finger and signing your name on some paperwork. That's all I can say about it.
I agree, honey. Yep. Do your research. Learn the person. Actually, more importantly, know yourself and know what it is that
yes.
you need and you're wanting.
Yes.
I just had this conversation with my boyfriend's teenage daughter the other day. I was telling her, you got to know you and know exactly what you need and what you want, and making sure that that's what
right.
you're going to get. Because what you put out is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay
mm-hmm.
to date. It's okay to date.
Yeah.
You're just getting to know
but,
people or know the person
yes.
and know yourself. You know? Make
but
it happen.
But don't think that just because you've met someone and they seem like they're your everything times 100, that this is a person that you want to marry overnight because you just feel that. Like, you have to really get to know that person. And, yes, you want the feeling to be there, but you want them to show you, too, not just tell you. You know what I mean? So it
yep.
just comes with time. Things come with time. You know, and everybody's situation is different. I'm not saying that you can't meet nobody and that can't be your soulmate like that, but in actuality, in the real world, if you want things to really go smoothly, you want to give it some time before you talk about being married.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen.
That's all I can
right.
say on that. Right.
It don't happen.
Because there's a lot of
most people try to say.
And I just say that because there's a lot of coming and going in the LGBT community, and I just feel like, okay, just because this is passed, don't think that you need to go out and get married because a lot of people come and go. Like, I know people that don't even last past 6 months, you know, and that's just dating relationship.
Yep. I agree.
So, all right, kudos for that.
All right, did you get it all out? You feeling good?
I get it out.
Now, I do have
but
a question. What's a LGBT? And forgive
LGBT,
me if I'm sounding.
Well, LGBT, I'm shocked you wouldn't know you live in the ATL, girl. But it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. So, I per se don't like a title on myself, but some people, you know, for the people that like titles, they will fall in that category. But I ain't into all that title and labeling. You know what I'm saying? I don't like all that. But if you
right.
want to label me gay, yes, I am happy. For real, that's my theme song, so I'll be that.
That's what it means. That's exactly what
you
it
know
means.
What I'm
I always
saying.
Tell people that.
So, if that's what you want to call it like it is. I mean, I don't care. But, yeah, so that's what LGBT stands for.
Got you. Thank you. See?
You're
I
welcome.
Learned something, and maybe somebody else out there learned something. Y'all still ain't calling
yeah.
in, though. Like, for those of you that are listening to us, make sure you call us up. You can reach us at 646-595-4038. Sir Charles and I, while Miss Royale is out living it up. She says she's in Chicago again, but I don't know about
mm-hmm.
you, Sir Charles. I have a feeling she might have snuck
mm-hmm.
a little behind and entered into mm-hmm. the BET Awards and just left us out. I don't know.
Probably
I
did.
Miss
like, AMR artistry.
She's probably in those little after parties getting all the makeup. All the
gifts. Getting turned. She turned up.
Living it up.
I am mad at you.
Life.
Just next time, don't forget about us. That's all I say. You know, don't forget about us small people.
We got it. Well, you know what? Maybe she is working it out for us to be able to go on there live and do our little live on the red carpet, on the inside red carpet.
Right.
You'll find us on the yellow carpet before you get to the red carpet. Let me stop.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Well,
definitely.
So, rewinding back to Mr. Obama, I'm sorry, President Obama. Let me say it right. President Barack Obama. Because a lot of times, you know, I've always heard people talking about how they never say Mr. President before his name.
I know.
Wanted to say his name. Well, he is of the people, for the people and other people.
Yes, he is.
But, so I got the honor to see that video where he pretty much did the sermon and he sung. And I'm like a little sad that you didn't see it, but it was something interesting. Because I was just listening to his singing and I was like, wow, okay. You know how he's mixed. So I was just thinking that he got that side from his mom. Wait.
Right.
His mom was the white. Was, I don't even know his background. Forgive me. You?
I know he's biracial. I don't know if his father is African American and his mom is white. I can't remember how he played.
It is, because remember his dad is based out of Africa, and he was raised. Yeah, his mom is out here. His dad is based out in Africa, and that's how that came about. So that's what I'm going to go. But, yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah, he got that from his mom because his singing vocals were pretty interesting. But he tried. I just felt great to see, hey, that's a cool president. He's sitting up there singing in a church. Preaching it up to folks. And then what else he had? He passed a few bills. He's doing his thing. He did his thing. They say, you know, last week was definitely, he's going out with a bang. That's for sure. I know people mad, but he's doing some changes up there. We just got to keep our eyes open and make sure we're paying attention to these changes because a lot of us don't realize things until after the fact. But he's doing some major changes, and that's pretty cool. On another note, I definitely, we're going to end this with this one, but I want to send out mad love and blessings to Bobby Christina because she's in a hospice now and not looking great. It's not looking good at all. Like, the family is flying in. Bobby flew in to go see her. Everybody's going to see her pretty much and say their farewell. You know, once you go to a hospice, there's, like, really no recovery from that. So, prayers, blessings, mad love to the Brown and Houston family.
Yeah, that's such a tragedy.
That's amazing.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty deep. Yep. So she's been, this all happened in January, and it's now July. But they're saying, I don't know, but you know, there's things aren't looking too good for the boyfriend. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I think what we'll do now is we're going to go into some music because the BET Awards are getting ready to start. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, we'll be talking more about that and the nominees and all that good stuff. Right now I'm looking at, what's her name, Miss Amber Rose. She on the screen.
Yeah, what's up with Amber Rose?
She looked good. She got on all white with some pretty nice shades. Her hair, it looks like she's letting her hair grow. So she looked good there. And I think that's her friend. I don't know her name. Black China, I think.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Her homie. She got her up there with her. So, any last minute stuff or anything you want to add in regards to the health and beauty? Are we good with that subject?
Well, we good. There's no other products, you know, Miss Royale, she kind of investigates on other products. I don't do that because, I mean, I work for Chanel, so I can't do every 5 minutes seeing what else is out. You know what I mean? She pretty much be breaking it down and this and that and that. And I'm like, okay, girl, thank you. I took notes. I didn't know about this.
Right. I got you. All right. Well, I'm going to take us out with one of my homies. I'm going to play Stick 'Em Up by Al Chauncey. And we're live on Dollhouse Radio. That's my homie, Al Chauncey. I love to pronounce his name like that because it just seems like a French man's name, even though he black as hell. Let me stop. No, but that was Al Chauncey with Stick 'Em Up. We did a video and everything, and my car happened to be in it, which was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Give me my credit.
Mm-hmm. Give credit where credit is due.
So, it's BT Awards time. It's 8 o'clock. Yay. I wish I could do the little drum roll or something, but
right.
I don't remember how to do that.
You don't have the sound effect like Angie.
Right. Well, I can do it. I just don't remember how. I haven't done it in so long. I used to do it a lot. It was fun, especially when we would play on the phone, clap at each other, and just play around. Fun, good old times. Yeah.
Well, all right.
So, first nominee, or the first award I want to talk about is, of course, female-related, because I love my women. But this is the best female award in R&B and pop. So we've got the Queen Bee, Beyonce, with Flawless Remix.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one of the songs. And you got Janelle Monáe. No, it doesn't say the song. So maybe it's just the names. Okay, so you got Janelle Monáe, Janae Aiko, Ciara, and Rihanna, and last but not least, Miss K. Michelle. So who do you think is gonna win?
Might be K, and it might be Beyonce. I don't know. I think it's a tie between the two. Yeah, K
got
a really good following.
Now you got K. Michelle, Rihanna, Beyonce, Janae Aiko, Janelle Monáe, and you think it would be K. Michelle?
I'm not going to narrow it to just K. Michelle, but I think between K. and Beyonce. Rihanna may be sitting there somewhere too, but I don't know.
I don't think Rihanna get it at all.
Yeah, it may end up being Beyonce ultimately, but I really believe it's between either Beyonce or K. Michelle. That's just my prediction, but I could be totally off. So
okay.
We'll see.
Let me see, who do I think? R&B and pop. I think it'll be B. I think Beyonce might just get it. I don't know about K, because I haven't seen her on the charts like that. Even though she's dope, though, I'll give her that. You know, I don't know why, but K, I don't know why I'm even going to say this, but K reminds me so much of Keisha Cole.
Yeah, she does, but vocally she's a little better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not the exact same as Keisha. Vocally,
you know what,
she's
I agree with you
Keisha.
On that. Yeah, I
her voice is a little
that.
Stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So,
but
moving on to another category. Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to say, but we'll see. Ultimately, it may be B. That's Mrs. Royale favorite anyway. So.
You already know who she's going to go for. She's probably going to pick
she might be.
For everything.
Yeah, that's what I say. She probably would Beehive right now. The whole Beehive crew.
Yep, you already know. That's exactly what's going on. She out there. You know they're doing a tribute to our girl, Janet Jackson, too.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to see. That I'm looking forward to. So, on another category, we're going to keep it even. Best male R&B pop artist. We got, this is going to be tough, y'all, because you got Chris Brown, Trey Songz, The Weeknd, August Alsina, Usher,
mm-hmm.
or or John Legend? OMG. That's a tough one. I don't even know who to choose. I'm going to say me. I'm between John. I'm between Trey Songz. I don't know, because Trey really had a song last year, did he? I would say I'm between John and Chris Brown.
Augustine and Chris Brown.
You think August and Chris?
And maybe John. I don't know. It's just weird people to get, like, collaborate. And you never know, because when it's award time, like, once they pick them, you know, it's probably going to be a shocker to all of us. Like, really? But all of them are pretty good anyway, you know? That's why it's so hard, because all of the ones that are in that category are pretty good.
Yeah.
But they all got their own style, too, you know? So that's the other thing. But
I think it is between them. It's tough, though, but they're all pretty good. I love John. But I just think John, because he's on every station.
Yeah.
Like, that song that he had was, like, on every station.
Are you talking about All of Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was on the white folks station, the black folks, the jazz station. It was on every little online radio or radio in your car that you can think of.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What's Diana Ross's daughter's name?
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Tracy Ellis. I did not know she was hosting this with, what's his name? And they are on the stage singing right now. This is insane.
Tracy Ellis is singing?
Yes. But, you know, it's like a comedy skit. It's not, like, really.
Oh,
really
singing. Okay.
She's doing, like, a pink thing. You know how pink comes down hanging on stuff and swinging from ceiling to ceiling and flips and all of that stuff. She's doing something like that, but, you know, she can't really do anything. This is hilarious. You totally got to see this. Okay, so, all right, sorry, guys. Now, moving on to another category. I got who you got for best male hip-hop artist. And y'all can call us up and let us know what your take on it is, too. You can call us at 646-595-4038 and let us know who you think is going to win these categories so we can discuss it with you. Best male hip-hop artist, you got Kendrick Lamar, Common, Big Sean, Drake, J. Cole, or Wale? Dun, dun, dun.
Drake.
Well, you think Drake?
You said no or yo?
No, I said you think Drake?
I don't know.
Oh, no. This is a tough one because I haven't heard anything new. I haven't really heard, like, nothing from Common has, like, stuck out to me. Kendrick Lamar. I don't know what.
Kendrick Lamar. It's between Drake and Kendrick Lamar because Kendrick Lamar does have a really big following. He has a very big following. I even like Kendrick Lamar. And you know I told you I'm picky about my rappers.
I don't know. I think Big Sean and I'm between Big Sean and Drake.
Okay.
I don't know, because Big Sean's been making a name for himself besides being with What's Her Face, but he got a few things. We'll see. We shall see, friends. So, now we're going to move on to best female hip-hop artist. Drum roll. Look, I'm all excited. Anybody excited with me? All right, so we got best female hip-hop artist, Azalea Banks, Dez Loaf, Iggy Azalea, Pink, Nicki Minaj, or Trina? Trina?
Iggy and
wow.
Pink. I mean Pink. Iggy and Nicki. Hands down.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know Trina. I don't know.
Right.
I love Trina.
I'm like, how do they?
Next
to Lil' Kim, I'll take Trina. You know, I love that nasty rap. Just give it to me hard and dirty on the record.
I'm going to go with Nicki.
Don't be playing around. Okay. I like Iggy, even though her style is similar to Nicki's, you know, her style is a little different too, but I know she has a big following. Because I know when she came out with that Fancy, that was a big hit.
Yes, and then she did that video.
When I first heard the record before I seen the video, I don't even think the video was out yet. I was like, oh, Nicki done hooked up with Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. That's Charlie, the girl singing on the hook. She sounded like Gwen Stefani. So I thought Gwen had a new record out with Nicki. And then I found out who it was. I'm like, oh, I was totally off.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know. I was shocked myself.
So, but you say Nicki and who? Or you just say Nicki?
Nicki, because I don't know who else. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Hip-hop isn't the same anymore. It's just not the same like it once was.
It's all watered down and washed out, you know? So,
we'll see.
I have my picks.
So let's see. We're gonna discuss one more category, and then we're gonna go into. I'm trying to get our announcements going so we can let everybody know what else they can tune into and what all we got going on Dial House Radio every day of the week, 7 days. All right, so the next category we're going to talk about is Best New Artist. Who do
you
think
best
is going to
be? Artist?
Best new artist. You hear me well?
I don't know, tell me.
Let's see. As soon as it comes up, here it goes. So we got, this is going to be interesting because honestly, I don't know. Bobby Shmurda, Dej Loaf, Fetty Wap, Tinashe, Sam Smith, Ray Shremmerd.
Sam Smith. I mean, really, that's a no-brainer.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm kind of in between Sam and, what's her name? Tinashe. I'm hoping I'm saying her name right. Because she had a big song. And honestly, people have been contacting me about booking her to do shows. I mean, people like overseas too.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I think maybe between both of them two. Both of them to these. So we'll see. All right, guys. So we're going to hold off now and send you guys off to listen to our Dial House Radio announcement. And feel free again to call us, 646-595-4038. It's your girl, Jahira, with Sir Charles, while our Miss Lady is out on a beautiful vacation in Chicago, enjoying the beautiful weather out there. But
in the windy city,
I know, right? But the weather up there today and now should be wonderful.
Oh yeah, but I'm sure she's on the Lakeshore Drive, just walking down that beach, just letting her hair blow in the wind, getting her life.
Right. Get your life, girl. We see you.
Get your life. Get your life, Miss Royale.
Do the thing.
Sure.
All right.
Do
so
your
check
thing,
out our
boo.
Announcements, guys. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiry status promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Split Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on our website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. There you have it. Those are announcements. For Dalhouse Radio, it's your girl Jahira and Mr. Charles, the one and the only, for live right now on our network, Beauty and Beat. Check us out every Sunday from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And apparently we have a caller, so let's check them out really quickly. 352, you're on the line with us.
Yes,
hello?
Hi there.
Hey, who are we speaking with?
Joseph Tanner from the Sunshine State of Florida here in Leesburg.
Hey, all right. Well, thanks for calling. What's going on with you?
Just listening to the show. And your pick on artists for some show you're listening to or that's on. I think if I could vote, I would choose Trina from here in
Florida.
You
think it's Trina? That's in that 305. Okay.
All right,
well, cool. Well, hopefully she will win. I used to live in Miami, so I love the MIA, yo.
I know you only got 30 minutes left, so I'll let you all wrap it up and shout out to Ms. Royale, wherever she be.
Yeah, she ditched us today, but it's all good. We still love her. Well, thanks for calling in, all right? You have a good one. You watching the BET Awards?
Right now I'm on the computer. I haven't.
Okay. Well, thank you for
but
being on your computer and being tuned in to us.
Well, but I'm hoping Trina wins.
All right.
Fingers crossed, prayers up. She got it. All right.
Thanks
for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, talk soon. Bye.
Peace.
Yeah, man, so we'll see.
All right, well, he wants Trina to win. He better get on his knees and say a prayer real fast.
Right. Maybe we'll get on in there. She'll go on and win.
But
so
I
right
believe
now,
it's going to be Iggy or Nikki.
Iggy, yeah.
I hate to burst anyone's bubble, but, I mean, hey. But it's just little old me talking, you know. I'm a nobody trying to tell somebody about what's
right
going
now,
on.
Right now, Janelle Monae is on that stage taking over. Ooh. All right, so we got 10 minutes left. Let me just say, one of the nominees is for the best group nominees. We got ASAP Mob, Migos, never heard of them, Ray Shremmer, Rich Gang, Young Money, or Jodeci. What?
Hmm.
I'm sorry.
How are they going to put Jodeci? I don't know.
I'm sorry. That's just weird. I mean, it is best
group.
That
is weird. Well,
but,
they are, but I'm saying
I mean,
they just
like
came out this
only,
year.
They're like the
what
only
I'm saying
R&B
is,
group.
Yeah, they just came out with their new album, like, a couple months ago, you know? And it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they did get the award. I mean, I don't know. Young Money is, I don't know. That one, I don't know. I can't really speak on that one.
Yeah, I don't know about this one either.
That's a tough one.
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know either, because it's like, I thought Young Money was like slowly dismantling. But, you know, I thought they were doing their own thing. So I don't think that's like a, what do I know? All right. So next nominee we got, Best Collaboration. So Best Collab. Let's see who the nominees are. I've got my envelope. I'm slowly opening my envelope. But you got, okay, this one I can pretty much, I got an idea. So you got Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne and Tyga, Loyal. Big Sean featuring E-40, IDFWU, I don't curse. You got August Alsina featuring Nicki Minaj, No Love. Chris Brown featuring Usher and Rick Ross. Oh, my goodness. New Flame. Common and John Legend, Glory. And OMG, Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. I hate to say
Uptown
it, I'm
Funk.
Dropping my mic. Because that is my favorite song. I love
it
that
is.
Song.
That's it is. And when I first heard it, oh, my God, I'm like, those cats had to have been inspired by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Just had the time style. You know what I'm saying? Just that style is so funky,
yeah.
So 70s. I love it. I love it.
Man, let me just say, I don't care what I'm doing or what kind of mood I'm in. When that song comes on, everything just changes. It's just like, it just makes me want to get on the floor and do the damn thing.
shake what your mama gave you.
Oh, man, what? Get funky with it. Which reminds me, this past weekend, do you have kids?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, so, you know,
no,
happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out
mm-hmm.
there. We completely forgot about that. I'm so sorry. But this past Sunday, I had the privilege. I took my boyfriend down to him and his daughters to Columbus, Georgia, to check out Charlie Wilson. It was Charlie Wilson, Kim, and Joe.
Oh, okay.
That concert, just Charles, Uncle Charles, he is the bomb.
Mm.
Man, if you ever get a chance, if you have never seen him, go check him
mm-hmm.
out. The man is dope. So,
yeah. No, I've never seen him, but my good friend Val Young has sung backgrounds with him in the Gap Band for many years, and I'm sure I'll have the privilege of seeing him soon. But, yeah, that man is phenomenal. I love him. I love his work.
So, I have to say it, Nicki Minaj won. Nicki Minaj is the winner. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you
Trina
did say
didn't
that.
Get it. But Nicki got
it. I said
it would
be between Iggy and Nicki. Yes.
Yay, she brought her mom on the stage.
Oh,
all right,
that
that is so sweet. And her mom and her favorite so much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go into Video of the Year nominees. And then the winners are going to be Video of the Year. Okay, here we got Beyonce, 7-Eleven. Big Sean featuring E-40, IDFWU. Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne and Tyga, Loyal. Chris Brown featuring Usher and Rick Ross, New Flame. Common and John Legend, Glory. Nicki Minaj, Anaconda. I don't know. I think this is a Nicki night. I hate to say it, but I think this might be a Nicki night.
Yeah, because that Anaconda video.
is hot.
Yeah, it is hot. With
it's
two
so
T's.
Hot, and then... I mean, Beyonce's video was dope. It was, like, made in the house or whatnot, you know? But
yeah,
I think it's a Nicki. I just have a feeling it's a Nicki night.
Yeah, I feel it.
Too, but I think it's a Nicki night.
I feel it in my spirit. It's a Nicki night.
You feel it in your soul.
Yeah.
Because you got soul. Let me stop. All right. So, let's see. Is there anything else on here that would make it? Because I just said, maybe Video Director of the Year is something pretty interesting for folks. Because they already got their, you know what? Let's go with the Young Stars Award. Because they're up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
They would be very important to us. This is our future, people. Pay attention. Young Stars Award, award nominee are Jacob Lattimore, Jaden Smith, aw, Monet Davis. Okay, forgive me if I'm saying this wrong. Kuven Sane Wallace and Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... For me, I think Zendaya. I think she's pretty dope. Anybody you think?
Oh, man.
Zendaya. So, I don't know, for those of you that don't know who Zendaya is, just a little background on her. She is the original one that was casted to play Aaliyah. They shot on Lifetime that everybody was PO'd about. She opted out because the family didn't approve that film and she didn't feel right in doing that. But if you see this girl, she can dance her tail off. She can sing her tail off, and she's gorgeous. So that's who I'm going for, Zendaya. I hope she gets it. Love Jaden, but he's just gotten old. Old and a little weird. I don't know. But good luck to all the nominees tonight. Much love and good luck. And even though someone doesn't win, everybody is still a winner because...
Yeah, you are.
To even just be a nominee is awesome.
Right.
So,
to get your name up there.
Right. So our time has come to an end, guys. Sorry we started late. But Sir Charles, go ahead and give them your social media info.
Mine at Instagram is Makeup by Sir. And I'm also at Twitter.
Makeup by Sir. Me, you can always find me at IAM_Jahaira, JAHAIRA. That's my Instagram. And then my Twitter name is IAMJahaira without the underscore. So it's IAMJahaira on Twitter, IAM_Jahaira on Instagram. And always make sure you follow us on our, on our Twitters. What's
Beauty
our
and
Twitter?
Beats.
Yeah.
Beauty and...
We're doing it. Beauty, I'm sorry, yeah. It's this thing talking to me in my ear, and then you, I mean, everything else going on.
You got a lot going on.
Yes. Beauty and Beat, follow us. Make sure you send us your music so we can add you to our list as well. So follow us on Beauty and Beat. Follow us on our social media as well, and get us your music at beautyandbeatchr@gmail.com. And that's actually our Twitter account name as well, beautyandbeatchr on Twitter and at gmail.com. All right, guys, great chatting with you this evening. Y'all enjoy the rest of the BET Awards. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to seeing you or hearing you guys. And being
all right, see you, Jay.
Have a great week, Sir Charles.
You too. Have a good Sunday fun day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.